Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to Clarity First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you laser focus on what truly matters. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Building self-compassion and empathy. Ever feel like the world expects you to be perfect, this superhuman machine who never cracks under pressure? Yeah, me too. But let's be real, life throws curveballs. We all stumble, make mistakes, and sometimes just need a damn break. That's where self-compassion comes in, being kind to yourself, even when you mess up. And trust me, it makes a world of difference, not only for your mental well-being, but also for how you interact with others. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate this incredible superpower. First, recognize that you're human. Seriously repeat that to yourself. We're not robots programmed for flawless performance. We're complex beings with emotions, flaws, and vulnerabilities. Accepting this reality is the foundation of self-compassion. Think about it like this. Would you berate a friend who's struggling? Probably not. So why would you treat yourself any differently? Second, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative voices start creeping in, "I'm not good enough, I always mess things up," acknowledge them, but don't let them control you. Imagine them as passing clouds, observing them without getting caught up in the storm. Third, practice self-care. You know what I'm talking about. Getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body, engaging in activities that bring you joy. These aren't just nice-to-haves, they're essential for building resilience and coping with stress. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put a cracked engine in a car and expect it to run smoothly, would you? Treat your mind and body with the same care and respect. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can shift your perspective dramatically. Take time each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude is like a mental muscle that strengthens with practice. The more you use it, the more powerful it becomes. Finally, extend empathy to others. Remember that everyone is fighting their own battles, carrying their own burdens. When you approach situations with compassion and understanding, you create a ripple effect of kindness that can change the world. You know those moments when someone shares something deeply personal and you just want to offer a listening ear, a hug, or a simple "I understand"? That's empathy in action. It's about connecting with others on a human level, recognizing their shared experiences, and offering support without judgment. Let me share a quick example that hits close to home. A few months back, I was working on a big project and everything felt like it was going wrong. Deadlines were looming, I was constantly making mistakes, and I was starting to feel overwhelmed. Then, my friend Sarah reached out and just listened. She didn't offer solutions or try to fix things, she simply validated my feelings and reminded me that I wasn't alone in this struggle. Just having the space to share my frustrations without judgment made a world of difference. It helped me regain perspective and approach the situation with a calmer, more focused mindset. So, remember, building self-compassion and empathy is an ongoing journey. There will be days when you feel strong and capable, and other days when you'll need a little extra kindness from yourself and others. But by practicing these principles, you'll create a ripple effect of positivity that touches your life and the lives of those around you. And now, it's time to put this wisdom into action. Challenge yourself to practice one small act of self-compassion today. Maybe forgive yourself for a past mistake, treat yourself to something nice, or simply take a few moments to breathe and appreciate the present moment. Share your experiences with me on social media using #ClarityFirst. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep striving for clarity, friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.